beats, beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog, 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 dog.
Good, we are back. Another live for Vietnam Friday, hometown of the one and only J. Cole, the only musician that anybody is talking about today. And we're gonna have to move this banner because Trill Noise is not showing up.
Yeah, I'm like this.
You up a little too high, so we ain't gonna be able to run that banner. But that's all cool. But how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good, man. Doing great.
That's what's up. Mr. J, how you doing?
Good, man. Just keeping things moving as usual.
Okay, I thought Mr. Jones was gonna join us, but apparently he's not. So I guess we're gonna go through all these 25 picks ourselves. That means more picks for all of us. So before we get into it, let's not get into that just yet. Let's get into this J. Cole thing. I went to bed last night, woke up, wiped out the eye boogers, and was like, J. Cole dissed Kendrick Lamar. Then I go listen to it. I'm like, okay, you know, light work, like it's PWC. You know, my homie called me, my homie, John Dozier, shouts out to Mr. Myrtle Beach, calls me. He's like, yo, man, you got to check out the song. You'll listen to the first line. You're going to love it. And then I started to go back to Facebook and I see he dropped the whole album. A whole album. Not just a diss record, but a whole album, like overnight. Like some people were still awake when he dropped it, but a lot of us old folks went to bed and woke up and the album was there. What y'all got to say about this?
Me? Okay, you know what I'm saying? You gave me the call this morning. I was at work and you said, hey, we got to talk about this J. Cole situation. You said he dropped a diss track and a whole album. I was like, damn. You know what I mean? Like you said, I mean, it was overnight. We was all asleep. So, you know, when I got off, I mean, I got off kind of late. So I didn't get back to the crib till about 5 o'clock. So I done listened to it two times. And then, you know, I went to Academics page, you know, like to hear what he had to say about it and stuff like that. But all I got to say is all the Fayetteville hate on J. Cole needs to stop. Today, anybody in Fayetteville that hates on J. Cole, I'm gonna block you. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna dismiss you or whatever. Like, come on, dog. I mean, he did a diss song to Kendrick Lamar and still shouted out Fayetteville. I mean, what more do you want from how can I say this? To me, like, my only thing has been that at least we have a hot rapper representing our city. I mean, we could have had I don't want to say no names, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, I mean, we could have had the wackest rap on earth representing Fayetteville and thinking everybody, you know what I'm saying, like having the whole world thinking that this is what Fayetteville is about. I mean, we have J. Cole from Fayetteville that says 2-6, that says, I mean, he mentioned PWC in the damn rhyme. Come on, dog. I ain't never thought of PWC in a rhyme. I mean, he used PWC in a rhyme. I mean, he shouted out Fayetteville. He even said Cumberland. He said Cumberland in a rap. Come on, dog. I mean, the shit was dope.
What's to be proud of?
Exactly. I mean, you ain't got to like him personally. I don't know him personally. I don't know him at all. You know what I mean? But my thing is, like, we have one of the top MCs in the world representing Fayetteville, and niggas be still hating. And then on top of that, I saw a post on Facebook where the girl said, some girl, she said, he said PWC, he should have said the Merc. Bitch, please, man, kill yourself. Man, come on, dog. The Merc ain't the only place in Fayetteville. I mean, he keeping it.
I love the PWC reference. That was the first thing my homeboy said. Yo, listen to the first line, man. And once I heard that, I was like, oh shit.
Man, yeah, that PWC reference, man, was. I mean, that's the one that sticks in my head the most. The PWC reference. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog. Like, I mean, you know, Fayetteville, I mean, y'all always talk about people supporting, you know what I'm saying? But you don't want to support nobody from Fayetteville. And if you can't support J. Cole, then please. I mean, he did a diss track. I mean, if anything, he put all of us in this goddamn shit. You know what I mean? So everybody need to follow suit. I mean, that's just my feelings only, but the shit is dope. I only listened to it twice. I ain't had enough time to digest it and, you know, analyze it and listen to every, you know, say every bar. But, you know, like I said, the PWC thing stuck out. I heard him say Cumberland. And plus he said 2-6. You know what I mean? Come on. I mean, what more do you want?
Mr. J, what do you got, man?
Yo, I mean, it's a dope track. I haven't really had the chance to listen to the whole album. I've been kind of skimming through since I saw some of the stuff. Like I said, just chill with the Fable hate period. I've said this twice. I've put it up on several people's comments. You know, this is why we can't have nice things. You out here.
Exactly.
Hating on other artists. Any kind of hate is just wasted time. You know what I'm saying? For him, for Moray, it's just wasted time. I mean, the verse he had where he's talking about, you know, he used a New Jack City reference. You know what I'm saying? He's G, you know, basically saying, you know, old dude's G Money. Man, I it's just a whole bunch of stuff in that song. And, you know, I love the lyricism. The only critique I have for it is that first part of the beat, he could have did away with. He could have just left it, you know, left that beat alone. And kept the last part
where it switched up. You talking about where it switched up? Yeah.
That could have stayed. That could have been the whole entire joint.
Can I be honest? Yeah. That was my only critique. Is the beat the first beat? But I still was like, hey, he still killed it though, right?
Yeah, just listening to the lyrics, man, and hearing the lyrics. I understand people have, you know, they want to compare it to Nas and Jay-Z. It's not going to be on that level. It's just not. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. It's just not going to be on that level.
On the level of what?
Nas and Jay-Z, he said.
He's just not going to be on that level.
I mean.
I think in this generation, it almost could be, though.
Lyrically and intensity-wise, he's still, even though it's dope, it's still part of him and Hall and kind of not really wanted to take it to him. I think, you know, you need to be able to go for the kill shot the first time out. You know what I'm saying? I understand he has a soft spot for him, and you know, you could still have respect for somebody, but part of that respect is you respect his skill so much that you're gonna go for the jugular. So
that's okay,
but lyrically it was still dope. I'm waiting to see what the next thing is going to be.
I agree with you on that one, but you got to understand, like, the Jay-Z and Nas beef was more personal. I mean, you had Jay-Z going at his baby mama. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, this right here is just on some ego type shit. This is an ego beef. I mean, this ain't no real beef. Like, you know what I mean? They don't know each other. You know what I mean? They didn't grow up with each other. I mean, they weren't in the same city. You know, J. Cole is from Fayetteville, North Carolina. You know, Drake's from Canada. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick's from L.A. So this right here is just on some... I mean, this right here is just as fabricated as the East Coast, West Coast beef back in the day. It's just on... Like this right here is an ego beef.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, you know, the Nas and Jay-Z
beef. It's not really a beef. It ain't a beef.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's an MC. Wow. It's a hip-hop thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, which makes it great. It's a hip hop thing. I mean, I like to see this. You know what I mean? This is a hip hop thing. Ain't nobody gonna die.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, none of that type of shit. You know, the East Coast, West Coast beef, you know, had people died. You know, but the Nas and Jay-Z beef, you know what I'm saying? That was personal. But this right here is an ego beef. So, you know, I mean, I like it. I mean, as long as they keep it with the lyrics and stuff like that, I mean, I love it. I mean,
it's more akin to LL and
cannabis.
And cannabis in that way. I mean, you know, but J. Cole did know more about him and did kind of see him earlier on in his career. He actually did want to sign Kendrick until he found out he was already kind of in a deal or in a situation with Top Dog. So, but yeah, that kind of.
Yeah, but
All right, but we're going to move it on. We don't want to stay on too long on this topic because we're supposed to be doing the top 25 Boom Bap producer draft. And there's just three of us now doing it, and we got 25 picks to knock out. But one thing I will say on this note, the difference between LL and Cannabis is both of these cats kind of got the same amount of fans. They're like evenly matched on fan base.
Whoa, who?
Kendrick and Cole.
Oh! I thought you were talking about
their fan base is almost no. I was saying
I thought you said LL and Cannabis had the same. Oh,
no, right. They didn't have no evenly matched fan base. That's the thing. What did LL say? 99% of your fans wear high heels. He had 99% more fans than Cannabis. I'm sorry,
but I mean, he didn't have okay. Now go ahead.
He didn't have the same machine. Like he was just coming out on Universal.
Okay, but you know, I will say this though. The greatest battle song of all times is Can I Bust by LL. I don't care what nobody says. It was 5 minutes of straight rapping and just going in on the motherfucker. And he came in Mike Tyson. So, I mean, as far as like beef songs, Can I Bust is the best one to me.
Well, I don't got time to debate with you with that all night. So we're going to get into this
it's not
producer
one.
Draft. Let's break down the rules. So... Illinois, you're going to have the first pick in the draft.
Oh.
Mr. J, you're going to have the second. I'm going to have the third, and so on, and so on, and so on. We're going to have, like, a stipulation. There's a stipulation. Now, you can select the Beat Nuts as a pick. Or, like, Come the on. Beat Miners. No, yeah, yeah. Because you wouldn't say Juju by himself, or you wouldn't say
I mean,
Psycho Les, so would you?
I mean, that's like the Neptunes. You wouldn't say Pharrell by
it. Okay, then we won't do it like that. We'll just do all solo producers.
I mean, so can't nobody pick the Beat Nuts?
Not if you're not going to let us do it like that.
All right.
Because nobody's going to pick. I'm sorry. Juju or Psycho Les aren't going to probably make the top 25 if you're going off of the individual names.
I mean, let me take the Beat Nuts off then. Nobody can say the Beat Nuts. All right. Scratching it out.
Are we going to allow us to pick a production crew as a pick?
I mean,
are we cool with that? Are we cool with that?
If that's the case, if we pick a production crew, because one of my production crews,
We're gonna keep it simple. You make it a complex. We're gonna keep it simple, man. We're gonna stay on the solos. We're not gonna be out. You can't pick the Beat Nuts. You can't pick the Beat Miners. You can't pick Solid Scheme, none of that.
All right, let's go. Start right, with me.
So, yeah, let me hold on. Let's get some music going, but we're gonna turn it down kind of low. Let's get some music going. Let's get we're gonna turn it down a little low here.
All right. The only reason why this right here is my first pick.
30 seconds.
Yeah. The only reason why this is my first pick because I don't want one of y'all to pick him later. But I'm going with Primo.
I mean, wasn't that a given though? Like why? But give us a little context too. Give us a little context too.
Okay. The reason why I'm going with Primo is because Primo, his samples. Like you remember that one album when he had the little interlude, he was talking about like, you know, he was beefing with these breakbeat dudes, you know, saying like putting out the information, like the songs that he sampled from. Man, the people that he sampled from didn't even know that he sampled their music until them breakbeat cats started putting out the music, you know what I'm saying? Like putting out the Primo sampled this and Primo sampled that. Yeah. I mean, me as a producer, Primo has songs that I have went on sites and seen that I go to allsample.com, and they'll break down every song and every sample used in the song. And Primo has samples that you can't recreate. You know what I mean? Like, his skill on sampling is top tier, and nobody can fuck with it. I mean, that's just a fact. He's the most creative and everything on sampling. Out of anybody in the history of sampling, nobody has been more creative than Primo. So that's my first one.
I mean, isn't that the standard, though? Wasn't that going to be a given that Premier was going to be number one more likely?
Nah. Like I said, the only reason why I did that, you know what I'm saying, so nobody couldn't take that from me, but he is not the number one, though.
He's not the number one. You just didn't want us to pick him, so you picked him.
Exactly, man. ain't this a draft? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ain't that what football teams and basketball teams do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. All right, number two pick in the top 25 boom bap draft goes to Mr. J. You got 30 seconds to select your pick.
All right, man. I'm gonna do a classic band.
I can't hear you too well. We might have to turn the music down on you.
We're gonna go with that classic producer out of a collective. I'm going with Showbiz. Showbiz.
You're going with Showbiz as the number two pick?
Yep.
Showbiz. Hmm. Yeah, that's all I... Me and Trilla's over here, Hummins.
I mean, from DITC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, yeah. I'm just letting the rest of the world know from DITC.
Yeah.
Turn the music back up, but yeah. And why?
Well, this is the thing. If we can't hear Mr. Mr. J, we ain't gonna be able to play this music.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Can you turn your mic up some, Mr. J?
Just
got a what?
Just got a sleeper pick, you know what I mean?
A who?
Sleeper pick.
What do you say? Oh, that's a sleeper pick? All right, wouldn't let me tag Premier into the thing. So number three pick is on me then, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Damn. Number three pick in the top 25 boom bap hip hop draft. I gotta go with a producer draft. I gotta go with my man Havoc. I gotta go with Havoc. He's probably got the what's considered the number one hip hop beat of all time.
He does.
Infamous Mob. The Infamous album was amazing. Hell and Earth Sound was amazing. He didn't produce for a lot of cats outside of Mob Deep, but it's just everything he produced for Mob Deep was amazing. The sounds always fit. And I can't imagine a cat that has the number one beat of all time not being in at least the top five.
I mean, I feel you on that one, but you know, Havoc ain't even on my list. You know what I mean? I mean,
he's not even on your list.
Nah, Havoc ain't on my list. You know what I mean? Because you know what I mean. He peaked on Hell on Earth. Hell on Earth was Havoc.
He peaked on Hell on Earth.
Yeah, he peaked on Hell on Earth, dog.
Have you heard Juvenile Hell?
Man, I've heard all of it, man.
It was Juvenile Hell wasn't really that great, and I don't know if Havoc did a lot of production.
Yeah, I mean, no, he didn't do none of it. Yeah, that was all Lars Professor, and if I'm not mistaken, you know, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, saying quoting false shit, but you know, it was mostly Lars Professor, I think. But anyway, but to me, I mean, to me, he has the number one hip hop beat of all time, which is Shook Ones Part Two. I mean, ain't no question about that. But Hell on Earth. You know what I'm saying? Hell on Earth, that's when he came into his own. He peaked on Hell on Earth, if you ask me.
Okay. All right, let's get on to the number fourth pick in the top 25 boom bap producer draft.
And that will be me.
That would be
Marley Mall. Marley Mall. Which, you know what I'm saying, like I said, the only reason why I picked Primo as the first one, you know what I'm saying, to keep anybody else from picking him, but Marley Mall is the innovator of sampling in the way that we use it today. I mean, he's the first one to sample actual drum sounds instead of using, like, you know what I'm saying, like the drum machines and the 808s and the Roger Lynn drums and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Marley Mall is the first person to actually chop up samples and use sample drum, you know what I'm saying, sample drum sounds and stuff like that. And plus, you know what I mean? Come on. I mean, Marley Mall, you got Biz Markie, you got the early Rakim, you got Big Daddy Kane, you got, I mean, come on, MC Shan, you got Craig G. I mean, you got a song, The Symphony. I mean, you got a LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out album. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, Marley Mall is the innovator of sampling. So Marley Mall is actually number one. You know what I mean? But like I said, I picked him second just to keep anybody from picking Premier from me. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Premier is like the god to me. You know, but Marley Mall, as far as his innovation and the way he used the sampler and stuff like that, nobody wasn't using it like that. So Marley Mall is my pick.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, come on, man. Picking Boogers. I mean, all that stuff, man. I mean, Roxanne Shanté, you know what I'm saying? Biz Markie. I mean, the list goes on and on, man. I mean, countless classics. I mean, it's a difference between having a hobby. You know what I mean? He got countless classics. Like, I mean, come on, dog. Yeah. So Marley Mall, that's my number two pick.
That's number four, actually. But that's your number two. Yeah,
it's my number two pick. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into, what is this? The fifth pick of the top 25 Boom Bap producer draft. And that goes to Mr. J. Who you got for me?
We're going with Pete Rock. You talked about classic.
Pete Rock.
Classic, you know, song, classic, individual beats. He has the all-time classic beat. You know, TROY. That is the all-time classic beat, bar none. Probably the most classic album, Mecca and the Soul Brother. It's hard to top what he's done. You know, joints like True Master. He just did a collaboration with Common. So, I mean, he continues to put out classic material and influential material.
I mean, yeah, I just heard about that, that Common, and yeah, I ain't heard it yet, though. But yeah, I need to check that one out. But yeah.
Yeah, that is I heard that's about to drop real soon, right? Who is it? Common and who? Pete Rock, you said?
Yeah.
And Common,
Pete Rock also did the one with Smith and Wesson. That was really dope.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but his I think his greatest production was on not the first one. What was the second one? The second him and CL Smooth one.
What was the name of that?
Damn it, what's the name of that?
We gotta look it up because we can't be, we gotta know this.
Yeah, exactly. But you know,
let me look it up.
I mean, he's on my list, but you know,
like the first one was the main ingredient on the Mecca and the Soul Brother. Ain't the main ingredient or something like that?
No. That's the one I like. Yep, the main ingredient.
The main ingredient
is
the second one. Yeah.
No, it's not the second one.
Yeah, it is. Mecca and the Soul Brother is the first. I'm looking at it right now, dude. I'm looking at Google right now. 1992. Okay. Mecca and the Soul Brother, 1994, main ingredient.
Okay, well, what's the one after that?
All Sold Out. No, and that was that. The EP. That was the EP.
Rare Track.
They had dropped Rare Tracks.
And main ingredient is the one I'm talking about then. Yeah, that one right there is my favorite one. That one right there is my favorite one, though. I mean, he really showed his ass on production in that one. You know what I mean? I mean, shout out to Pete Rock, though, you know, because he be rapping on the songs. He be harmonizing in the background. I mean, way before Timbaland was doing all this type of shit. I mean, Pete Rock was the remix king.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you had to go to Pete Rock for a remix back in the 90s. Like, I mean, he was the remix king. So, yeah.
And he wrote his own rap. Nobody wrote
Yep. I mean, they want the best, but he wrote them.
Yeah, he was rapping on the Soul Survivor. He did Soul Survivor 1 and 2, didn't he?
Yep, Soul Survivor 1 and 2.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I mean, yeah, Pete Rock is solid.
Wrapped on Down with the King.
Yep, Down with the King. Hey, hey, look, look. And he made sure any remix he did, he rapped on it. You know that, right? Yep. Any remix he did, he rapped on it, though. I mean, you got to give him props for that, though. Yeah.
So what I got, it's my pick now?
Yep.
Damn, it's hard to keep up with all this stuff. I got to moderate comments. I got to, this is the most stuff I had to do. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get my pick out the way so I can moderate this stuff right. I'm going to go with, for the number, what, this is a six pick? Six pick in the top 25 boom bap producer draft. I'm going to go with Alchemist. Mm. I'm going with Alchemist.
Cause he white,
going on strong, heavy. came under the Soul Assassins, DJ Muggs. First heard him on the Far Eye. I know when him and Prodigy did the HNIC. I mean, they was killing it. You know, a lot of classic bangers. Worst to Worst with Dilated Peoples. Just so many bangers, man. Worked with so many cats. Still going strong. Worked with Freddie Gibbs. What's my man that does the cooking show? Action Bronson.
Oh, I mean, yeah, the list goes
on.
Yeah.
The list goes on, like, of who the Alchemist is produced for. And he got that sound that we don't like too much that we talked about. The
no drums.
The no drums.
Nick, man, dog. Bruh, I mean, I really hate that. Like, I mean, no drums, just a sample going and stuff like that. I mean, I really hate that. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a market for it because he wouldn't do it, but I do not like that. I mean, drums is hip hop. I mean, it got to have some drums behind it. Like, you know, I mean, but at the same time, you got to understand, I mean, this the same dude that took a risk and put a clap sound in a, you know what I'm saying? Like, he caught flack for putting a clap sound in a, what's that one Jadakiss song?
Which one was that?
That we gonna make it. That we gonna make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I forgot he did that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he caught a lot of flack from like all the other producers because he used a clap instead of some type of snare or whatever. So you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not knocking it. You know what I mean? So it just ain't my taste.
That song
like,
was dope. That song was dope. I sure as hell ain't knocking it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think about it. I mean, I remember first hearing that song and when it was out, like I never thought that it was just a clap because, you know, we were so conditioned by then to hear a 808 clap or a clap anyway, so we didn't even think nothing about it. And then on top of that, when I first heard it, I didn't even know he made it. So, but, you know, the beat is dope, but, you know, he did catch a lot of flack. I mean, you can find interviews on YouTube and stuff like that about him talking about that. Like, he caught a lot of flack from other producers and stuff like that, a lot of East Coast heads, you know what I mean, because he used a clap instead of some type of snare or whatever. But, you know, yeah, but Alchemist, you know what I mean? I love his work. You know what I mean? He's a true hip-hop head, you know, but, you know, he's not on my list, though.
That first Infantry album, that was pretty dope.
Yeah, that shit was dope, too. All right, so what we got? Number 7 pick, and that goes to Trilla Noise. Whew.
Let me see. I'm about to fuck y'all up. Okay, well, you said no Cruise, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. First of all, let me give you a little background. I'm building my list on if I was just a rapper and I wanted to put my team of producers together. So this is what my list is going off of. So I'm gonna have to go with Easy Mo B.
Easy Mo B.
Come on. Okay. Dog. For one.
We were talking about him earlier today.
Yeah. Easy Mo B. And you know what I mean? My favorite track produced by him is Temptations by Tupac. I mean, that is on rotation daily. I mean, that's on my Drive to Work playlist. I mean, I have a Drive to Work playlist, so Temptations is on that. I'm just saying though, but you know, Easy Mo B, I mean, not only Tupac, the Biggie albums. You know what I mean? The Lost Boys. You know what I mean? Like, he is pretty much underrated and overlooked You know what I mean? He's very overlooked, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the hip, like his contributions to hip hop. So, I mean, I'm going with Easy Mo B. And, you know what I mean, I'm throwing him in right now, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to save some heavy hitters for later that I know y'all not going to bring up. But, yeah, I'm going with Easy Mo B, man. You know what I mean? I mean, real dope. And his sound, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know if y'all follow him on Instagram. You know what I mean? He still has an old floppies on the SB1200. And he's playing them back on Instagram, man. Go back and watch that for real. So
all right, that's my pick. Before we get to the next pick, we got to get to a quick Dizzle break, and we'll be right back.
Tropical drink. Me and my team are never been link up. They're gonna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the bars and I'm not talking drink up. So tell the bartender that tend to the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No waiting, listen, another waiting for that tropical twist that'll kick in your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
Really mean it. You could Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your Dizzle very own bottle, go to DizzleBrand.com. Let's go ahead and hit y'all with the banner real quick so y'all know where to go. DizzleBrand.com. Be on the lookout for the new canned drinks. And just so you know, this top 25 Boom Bap producer draft is brought to you by Dizzle Brand. Shouts out to my guy, Chris Roker, Livio Harris, and of course, Mike Dizzle, because he created Dizzle.
Dizzle.
As you see, we Dizzle all day, every day over here. All right, so where we at? We at the eighth pick?
It's on me.
Nah, it's on Mr. J, right? Oh, you just went with Easy Mo B.
Yeah.
And hold up, before we go, shouts out to Doc Mayhem, Mayhem the Ghost. Appreciate you tuning in. We're at the eighth pick. Let's get to this eighth pick. Who you got, Mr. J, for the eighth pick of the top 25 Boom Bap producer draft?
I was going to try to save this one. I was going between a couple different people, but I think I'm going to go ahead and go with Jay Dilla.
Jay Dilla. Okay. I figured he'd make the top 10. You got some more context for us?
You know, he just they just celebrated, I think, Donuts at a couple other joints, and they just had a 313 day in Detroit where Royce 5'9 did something over one of his beats that he kind of had in the stash. So, you know, he still has an effect on hip hop in general. Definitely a lot of different MCs he's worked with. You know, I do have one of his albums, the EMC Square joint, which is tight. And of course, he's done some joints with Busta.
I mean,
what else you got for me?
I mean, can I say something?
Go ahead. Yeah, you can say something.
I mean, I might get shot for this, but, you know, I personally think that they put Jay Dilla a little too high.
Oh, man, you're going to get us all shot, man. You're going to get us all shot.
I'm just saying, hey.
Guilty by association, right?
Hey, it's like this, man. To me, I mean, now he got some hot tracks. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, like the Far Side jumps and stuff like that. But, you know, they put a little too much sauce to me, just personally.
Stakes is high.
Oh, that's my joint. But I'm just saying, though, you know what I mean? Come on. If that's the case, then you got to give it to Q-Tip. You know what I mean? I mean, who you think what the mentor was? Who you think Havoc's mentor was? Who taught Havoc how to make
large
beats,
professor,
man?
Large professor.
Nah, man, Q-Tip, man. The first, it's, man.
I thought it was, it's, they said Large Professor on the,
man.
That's what everybody always said is Large Professor.
Okay, but The first, wanna, I mean, wanna, no. The first Mobb Deep album wouldn't have been nothing without Q-Tip. That was all Q-Tip, other than the ones that Havoc did.
Yeah, but I've always heard that Large Professor taught Havoc how to make beats.
No, Havoc learned how to make beats because he was around Large Professor and Q-Tip. I mean, come on, dog. I mean, who wouldn't want to be around those as your teachers? But my thing is with Jay Dilla, I mean,
think you're dismissing Large Professor a little too much as far as the influence over Havoc making beats.
Nah, you know what I mean? Because Large Professor is my next pick.
You got the next pick?
Yeah, I got, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is Large Professor is my man. You know what I mean? Trust
me. I got the next pick.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but Large Professor is on my list. But what I'm saying is, I personally think that I don't know, because he died or whatever. You know how niggas like try to boost a nigga up because he dead and shit. But you know, to me, I don't think that he had that much of an impact on production as they say he did. Because, you know what I'm saying?
I would disagree with you on that. Let me throw this out there. I wasn't the biggest Jay Dilla follower or fan, but I would disagree with that on the outside looking in.
I would give it to Q-Tip as far as innovation, you know what I'm saying, is more than Jay Dilla. I would give it to Q-Tip as far as innovation and sampling. And sampling and beat making, man, and the crispness of the sounds and stuff like that, man, ain't nobody fucking with Q-Tip on that part. You know what I mean? But, you know... I give it to Jay Dilla. I mean, he's nowhere near on my list, though. But yeah.
All right, well, let me get it to the ninth pick, which is me. And this guy, I'm not selecting this guy just because it's his birthday today, just so y'all know that.
Okay, let me scratch him out then. All right, Diamond D.
Who is it?
Diamond D. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, best producer on the mic.
Yeah.
Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop. I mean, classic album. There's not one joint you're going to skip through. If you love real hip hop and you skip through Stunts, Blunts, and Hip Hop, you don't love real hip hop. If you don't know it, you don't know real hip hop. All the production through DITC, Fat Joe, Showbiz AG, Lord Finesse, whoever. How about he produced on The Score, the Fugees? Yep. Mm-hmm. That shit was dope. Has one of probably the biggest remixes ever with Roz Kaz, Soul on Ice. Still going strong with the dime piece. I think he might have 3 dime pieces right now. You know, he might have 3 right now, dude.
I mean, that right there is a great pick. I mean, you took one of mine. You know what I mean? I was gonna say that one as a sleeper.
Diamond, I just tagged you. If you tune in, if you see the tag, we've been wanting you on this podcast forever because we love you, man. Happy birthday to you. You're what is that? My third pick, right? You're my third pick. You're gonna be on my top 5 for the top 25 boom bap producer draft. I don't think I gotta say more, man. Diamond fucking D, man. Best producer on the mic. All right, let's get into the number 10 pick, who goes to Trillanoise Tracks.
Let me see.
What you got for me?
Rick Rubin.
Rick Rubin. Oh, you know what's crazy? Oh, man. Hold up, man. Fuck. Somebody needs to shoot me.
I mean,
Rick Rubin ain't on my list.
I mean, look, dog. I mean, as far as like.
Fuck.
As far as like the innovation of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Rick Rubin was around when hip hop transitioned from the. Like the Fantastic Five, you know, all that, you know, like niggas in costumes and shit, you know what I mean? So Rick Rubin, he transitioned hip hop to the Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, you know what I mean? That era. You know, and to me, that's the first boom bap beats. LL Cool J, you know what I mean? Rock the Bells, all that type. I mean, come on, that's the first boom bap beats. So Rick Rubin should be. I mean, if we're talking about the boom bap producers, he should be number one, because Rick Rubin invented the boom bap with the hard hitting drums, just a hard hitting drum and a scratch or just a guitar like riff stab or stuff like that. So Rick Rubin is my pick. You know what I mean? Come on, dog. I mean, just think about it. And then what? Damn near 30 years later, and did 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Come on, man. I mean, he made a number one hit way after he started Boom Bap. I mean, after he started to transition from, you know, the Furious Five, Grandmaster Flash, all them costumes and stuff like that. You know, Run DMC changed the game when they were just wearing, like, you know, I mean, I don't remember niggas wearing leather jackets and fedoras, but still, though, like, they changed the whole style and the sound. So, you know, Rick Rubin, you know what I mean? That's my pick right there.
Let me throw this out there, too, because you know this is something that gets under my skin. I guess the hip-hop thing.
What?
That's the two words I always use, like, when somebody says guest of hip-hop, Rick Rubin.
I mean, he ain't no guest of hip-hop. I mean...
But just saying, like, you know, if anything, white people in general are guest of hip-hop, you
man,
know?
Because for one,
Rick
man...
Rick Rubin really kind of, like, shuts that down for me.
I mean, hip-hop was derived from poverty and stuff like that, so, I mean, all white people weren't rich. You know what I mean? Come on. I mean, I lived in the projects. I mean, I had white people, Puerto Ricans, black, you know what I mean? Whatever. I mean, hip hop shouldn't have no color or no stigmatism behind, like, you know, what color you are. Because, I mean, if you think about it, it wouldn't be no hip hop if it wasn't for white people. Niggas don't buy albums. Come on now. White people buy albums. White people buy albums, and that's a fact. I mean, no matter what anybody want to say or what they want to think, you know, white people buy albums. You know what I'm saying? We always on trying to find a bootleg or some shit like that that ain't benefiting the artist. But, you know, like Rick Rubin, I mean, come on. I mean,
I'm not going to front, though. I buy bootlegs, too. I buy albums and bootlegs.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if I can get it for a bootleg price, I'm going to buy it, too. I mean, that's anybody. But white people... buy albums. So, like, anybody that talk about that that cultural appropriation and all that bullshit, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I ain't trying to hear none of that. I mean, because the Beastie Boys, I mean, they were Jewish. Come on now, but still, though. I mean, the Beastie Boys, you know what I'm saying? Beastie Boys.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I mean, man, look at the man. Adam Horowitz or whatever.
Well, I don't be, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
come
yeah,
on
yeah,
now. Like,
you're right. Yeah, you're right.
But
yeah,
I'm just saying, though, like, yeah, but, you know, I mean, the Beastie Boys, I mean, that's a classic album in hip-hop. One of the greatest albums in hip-hop. You know what I mean? I remember I got that album for Christmas. So, I mean, come on now. Like, that cultural appropriation or whatever they try to say, like, man, come on, stop it, man. All
right, so what do we got? 11th pick. That's on Mr. J, right? We're gonna have to try to speed this up. We about to get an hour into this. It might be a two-hour-long trap.
Nah. Got to go out tonight.
So that's what I said. We're going to have to speed it up. So 11th pick is who you got?
I got Static Selector.
Oh man.
Mm.
What you got a little context for me, Mr. J?
We recorded with Freeway. He's doing some stuff with Mac Miller. You know, he's been very present on the mixtape scene. Of course, you know, studio album Spell My Name Right, Stick to the Script, Population Control. He's done albums with Terminology and Saigon, Static 3 EP with Freeway. Done Trill Static with Bun B. So he's been able to kind of run the gambit as far as artists and bringing them over into the type of sound and the type of production that he created. As far as
and he that. Worked with Rex, who we had on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and he recorded that Rex's first song with DJ Premier. Yeah, Static Select. I mean, he's going hard right now, man. I mean, he's the modern one of the modern day boom bap producers.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get with that number 12 pick, which that's me, right? Oh, 12
yep.
pick. Oh, man, who do I got?
It's about 25. I ain't got no 25.
We might have to, yeah. That's why we needed that other person.
We're going to break this into two parts.
All right, so I'm going to go with... I already got Diamond D. I already got... You know what? Hold on.
I know. It shouldn't be that hard. All right,
so I'm going with the RZA. I'm picking the RZA. I gotta pick the that's who I'm going with. And what pick is that?
I don't know. Nine.
That's
10,
the 12th pick. That's the 12th. 12,
12, yeah.
12th pick. I'm going with the RZA.
Yeah, we might. Yeah. I mean, why?
Man, why not, man?
Expound.
We lost Mr. J. Produced the biggest group ever in hip hop, probably, I would say. Most people argue that biggest group ever. You know, the GZA first album. You know, the Liquid Swords, the Method Man first album, the Cuban Links, all those first albums, he pretty much laced most of those.
I give it to you, but you know, to be honest, man, I don't
double think CD. He did pretty well.
I don't think I would call that boom bap. You know what I'm saying? Boom bap done fell off by the time he came in. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but you know, I don't consider the RZA boom bap hip hop. You know what I mean? Like,
dude,
you know,
hold up, let me show you this list they got on the internet. Some people considering Little John boom bap.
I mean, and those motherfuckers don't know what the fuck they're talking about. We're not talking about them. You know what I'm saying? They don't matter. If you consider Lil Jon,
They got Lex Luger on the list.
If you consider Lil Jon or Lex Luger boom bap, you know what I mean? You should not be, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you should be a part of this conversation. Now, Lex Luger, I mean, that's a whole nother damn conversation, man. Lex Luger is that nigga. I mean, I like that shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying, for real. But if you consider Lex Luger or Lil Jon boom bap, you have no idea what hip hop music is. That means, you know what I'm saying, you must have been born in 99. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you had to have been born in 99 to even consider Lil Jon or Lex Luger, which are dope producers, boom bap hip hop. You know what I mean?
Some
I mean, to me,
do. That's what's crazy. But
I mean, well, I mean, those some people are wrong.
Let's get to that 13th pick though, because we still got 12 more to go. And that's on you, 13th pick. Who you got for me?
Eric Sermon, all day.
Eric Sermon. Any context? It's just Eric Sermon.
All the EPMD albums, the Redman albums, K Solo. You know what I mean? Come on, the list goes on and on.
Like,
I mean,
tag him either.
K Solo. I mean, his own solo stuff. I mean, man, the list goes on and on. I mean, the early 50 Cent stuff. I mean, look, I can see you some links, man, for real. He was working with 50 Cent before he blew up. You know what I mean? I can see you some songs on that. I mean, and then on top of that, like, I mean, what, Keith Murray? Who else? I mean, the list goes on
and
on.
Yeah, Redman, all them? Did you say all that?
Redman, yeah. Of course I had to say Redman, yeah. Redman, EPMD, K-Solo. I mean, he has a list of classics under his belt, too. You know what I mean? And, I mean, we brought this up before, though. You know what I mean? Like, he is very underrated and, like, not brought up a lot.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? And I think that's because whenever you rap and produce, people want to pick and choose on which one they want to big you up on. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, and that be the problem with, like, rapper producers. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want to big you up on one or the other. So, you know, like, Eric Sermon, to me, they don't recognize, you know what I mean, like, you know what I mean, his production skills and stuff like that, because he was rapping in the group, but they didn't know, you know, he was doing all the beats. You know what I mean? He did give, you know, PMD, you know what I mean? I guess that was some little nice thing. He gave him just a production credit, too. Like, you know, you my man, you know. Yeah, I give you production credit too. I mean, but we all know, you know what I mean, that Eric Sermon is the man behind the beats. You know what I mean? And I mean, I actually, he used a Roland W30. I actually went to Jim's Pawn Shop and bought a Roland W30 way back in the day just because I knew that Eric Sermon used it. Yep. But, you know, I'm going to give it to Eric Sermon, man. I mean, his credits go a whole long way, though. I mean, it'd take us a whole hour for me to goddamn just go through all his songs, you know what I'm saying, his production credits and stuff like that. I mean, but just look it up. I mean, Eric Sermon has done a whole lot. And matter of fact, he's done a whole lot more side work than all the producers that we just named, though. While you bullshitting.
Yeah, he has.
I mean, his side work, you know what I'm saying, outweighs his own work, like, you know what I'm saying, like, as his group or him as a solo artist, though. I mean, trust me.
All right, let's get to the number 14th pick, I think it is. 14th pick. Who you got for me, Mr. J?
I'm going with Derringer. Derringer is a
producer. How you spell that? How you spell that?
D-A-R-I-N-G-E-R.
G-E-R? Okay.
And, of course, he's the production for Griselda. You know,
oh, okay.
Definitely bringing that boom back sound back, bringing the kind of the, I guess, the foundation for the lyrics that, you know, Griselda spit, which is, you know, back to more lyrical content, you know. More hardcore content. You know, of course, he's done.
You know, all right, well, so he's mainly the Griselda producer and does a lot of this shit then.
Yeah, for Prime Wave.
Another, I guess you say he's a modern day boom bap producer then.
I was about to ask, like, who you produce for them? You know, I ain't never heard of him.
Yeah.
I've heard of him. I've heard of Derringer. All right, well, we're about to get to this number 15th pick because we about to got to run one more Dizzle break because we promised two Dizzle breaks tonight. Damn, this is going to be tough. I'm going to try to make this one quick. Ah, fuck. I'm going to go with High Tech.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm going to go with High Tech. Yeah. Started on that Mood Doom album. I mean, you got the Talib Kweli, Mos Def, you know, really good sound in hip hop. One of the few the only producer I think that made it out of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I'm going to go with High Tech, man. And we got one time for one more pick before we get to a Dizzle break. 16th pick goes to Trilla Noise. Who you got for me?
Q-Tip.
Can we tag him?
Q-Tip. I mean, you know, he changed the whole sound in the crispness and the hard hitting drums. Like, I mean, people consider hip boom bap as, like, you know, hard hitting. I mean, as far as me, I think of boom bap as hard hitting drums and snares. But Q-Tip, man, Q-Tip changed the game. I'm trying to tell you, man. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the crispness and the clearness of the samples and stuff like that, nobody has done it before or after Q-Tip. I mean, like, the drums hit hard. I mean, you can put in Midnight Marauders right now, dog, and you could be like, damn, like, that was like, what, damn near 20 years ago?
Yeah.
And it sounds better than anything. Like, I mean, it's crisp. You know what I mean? Like, Q-Tip shit is crisp. I mean, he doesn't get a lot of props, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to hip-hop producers either. You know, it's always the Primos, the P-Rocks, the Alchemists and stuff like that. Like, I don't know why he don't get his props as far as, like innovation, too. Like, I mean, he has samples nobody has used twice. Like, I mean, even Pete Rock and them was using samples that Large Professor used, or, I mean, all of them. I mean, from Diamond D, I mean, all them dudes, like, used samples that all of them was using at the same time, but nobody has used no samples that Q-Tip has used, period. So, I mean, he should be higher up in the list, but, you know, I'm just saving my picks, you know what I mean, like, the one-up y'all, so... You know what I mean? But
oh yeah, okay.
I mean, but Q-Tip's quality, sample selection, and the way he used them, like, I mean, just go back to Midnight Marauders, and that says it all. I mean, I put that album as the best sounding album, hip hop wise, in the history of hip hop, Midnight Marauders. I stand on that one right there. Trust me.
All right, well, we're going to get to a quick Dizzle break, and we'll be back in like 49 seconds. Yeah.
Addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzled up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Caddy said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. Won't be sold out in your store. That Dizzle.
That's right. I really mean it. You could Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. Want to order your very own bottle? Go to DizzleBrand.com. If you live in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, go to your store and see if they carry Dizzle. And coming soon to Georgia, along with the four-pack recipes. There you go. Shouts out to Chris Rogue, Olivia Harris, and Mike Dizzle. What do we got? We on the 17th pick?
I guess so.
All right, so we got a few more picks. We about to wrap this up. 17th pick. And who just went last?
Me. I think. I don't know. Shit.
Yeah, you just picked Q-Tip. Yeah. So, yeah, Mr. Jay, what do you got for me for the 17th pick?
I got Jake
of the
one.
Top 25 Boom Bat Draft.
Jake One. Jake One is the producer.
Wow, he wasn't even on my list.
And he a white boy, too. Why?
He's out of Seattle, Washington. It's produced for a whole album for Freeway, the Stimulus Package. That's one of my favorite joints I like to listen to from time to time. If you're a wrestling fan, you know he's done the theme song for John Cena, The Time Is Now. I wanted to join something like too.
John Cena. I didn't know that.
He did a rap album.
Totally all about Jake One.
He had a track on 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I Don't Know Officer.
He's dope. I mean, yeah. I just watched a little video from him like last weekend. You know what I mean? I mean, he's still out there. Like he did a video like recreating stuff. He's still using the ASR-10. Mm. Yeah, he still uses the ASR-10. Like, yeah. Yeah, Jake One is dope though. Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one. This is gonna be tough. So where are we at?
That's a good one.
So what are we at? The number 18th pick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, who do I got? Who do I got? See, we can't pick Beat Nuts thanks to Trillanoy's tracks. Thank you, Trill.
Nah, you the one that said we can't pick groups. What are you
I wanted
about?
To let us pick groups, but you were like, you already started like, yo, I don't know, man. All right, so here we go. I'm going with Nick Wiz.
Who?
Nick Wiz. Produced the Stella Dwellers. Produced for Milkbone. I just really love his sound. I think Nick Wiz had a really good sound for hip hop. Definitely trying to get him on a podcast as well. But yeah, Nick Wiz had. Let me pull up his catalog too. Nick Wiz. Produced for a lot of cats, yo.
I mean, I'm not too familiar, so I mean,
you're a producer and you're not familiar with Nick Wiz.
Man, there's a lot of producers. Shit, I ain't gonna know all of them. Shit, you know what I mean? Oh, Trillin Noise Tracks, the producer. You should know this nigga from West Bubble Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Virginia, or whatever. Like, nah. I mean, I'm not familiar. Maybe I've heard it.
You heard him. He did a lot of production for Milkbone. He did most of the Cellar Dwellers first album.
I mean, it ain't no diss or no, you know what I'm saying, like nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, I mean, I would have to hear it. He's one of those producers I would have to hear his shit and be like, oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
He's got a real, he got a real good sound.
Yeah.
So, all right, so. And that was what the what was that, the 18th pick? Yep. So we got 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 5. We got a few more. What so you got for me, Trill? 18th pick. I mean 19th pick.
Large Professor.
Oh man, that's who I was looking.
Come on, dog. Large Professor. You know what I mean? Come on.
Like I had to go through this big list and I couldn't like
Large Professor. I mean, a few classics under his belt. Looking at the front door. You know what I'm saying? Look, I was in high school when looking at the front door came out. I wrote down all the words, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know that rap front to back right now still. And then, you know, I mean, Nas. I mean, he the first person to put Nas on the track, Live at the Barbecue. You know what I mean? Yep. Then he did, you know, It Ain't Hard to Tell on Nas' classic first album. So, I mean, you know, I mean, and I mean, just a bunch of other stuff, man. I mean, if you really go look at Large Professor's discography, you look, shout out to Rise. You know what I'm saying? I talked to Rise the other day. You know, he was talking about, man, you talk too fast. So now he got me consciously trying to talk slow. But anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Like, what's Large Professor's first name?
Huh?
What's Large Professor's first name?
Large.
His real name.
I don't know, man. Shit, I don't know. Pete Rock.
Ain't it Paul?
Shit.
Ain't it Paul?
I think it might be.
I think his name is Paul. So you got to throw that part in there too.
Why? Make you feel better? Because his name is Paul.
Everybody but, with the name Paul is popping.
No word. All right, but
we all popping.
But like I said, though, you know, like, man, he has a bunch of classics under his belt. I mean, you know, like, you know, he's mostly known for, like I said, you know what I'm saying, Looking at the Front Door, Live at the Barbecue, you know, which put Nas on the scene for the first time. You know what I mean? And, yeah, It Ain't Hard to Tell on Nas' first album. You know what I mean? Which is a classic, though, you know. I mean, and then, I mean, he's done stuff on, I mean, well, you know what I'm saying, Mobb Deep 2. You know what I mean? And who else? I mean, but basically, though, you know what I mean? He is one of the, to me, he's one of the, like, not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say underrated. Like, I don't like that term, underrated. I mean, basically, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not mentioned enough producers in hip-hop. So, you know. That's my pick, Lars Professor.
No, he is. He's definitely not mentioned enough. All right, let's get with that number 20 pick. Mr. J, what you got?
Mr. Green. He's done production for Pace One, Young Z, Malik B, West Side Gun, Gucci Mane, and Rick Ross. He's also one of the producers I was trying to work with when we first started out back in the day. He's out of New Jersey. But I never got a chance to actually work with him.
And you said who that was?
Mr. Green.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
Just G-R-E-E-N? Green?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I've heard of him, but I don't know if I necessarily know his work.
Never heard of him.
All right, number 21 pick. Man, damn, that's all right?
I'm about to write it down. Mr. Green. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check him out, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going to check him out. I'll write that down, Mr. Green. What you got, Paul?
I'm going to go with No ID. Produced for Common. Produced a lot of Rockefeller stuff. You know, No ID. I mean, he's like the first producer out of Chicago, right?
I mean,
or one of the first biggest producers, the hip hop, I mean, like real hip boom bap producer. That's
I mean,
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know that term, like first or first well known. You know what I mean? You know, like
yeah. How many other boom bap producers were out of Chicago before No ID?
I'm just saying we don't know. I mean, I'm just saying like we got to use that term a little more tightly.
Because you see, you I know mean, where you're trying to go. You're trying to go with a cat that never made it. That don't count.
Okay.
Because you didn't make it out of Chicago. You didn't make it.
I mean, but there has to there was nah, somebody we can't go else.
With cat. Y'all gotta stop with that. These cats that y'all be like all.
Never made it to that level.
If you didn't make it to that level, and we don't know you. You didn't really make it, did you?
I mean, but you know, Chicago's a bad town to use for that example, though, because you know, yeah. I mean,
they don't got too much boom bap going on right now.
I mean, all we know is Kanye and Twista, Common, No ID.
Ain't nobody said Kanye yet.
I mean, I don't think he's going to be on anybody listening here. So, yeah, I don't think so. Definitely not on mine.
All right, so I got 21.
I mean, but I got No ID, that's a good pick. I mean, I used to love him. I mean, come on. I mean, that's a classic. I mean, he got classics under his belt, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, that means more than anything else. If you got a classic under your belt, I mean, that's like when we was talking to old boy from Blase Blase. Like, I mean, a classic under your belt, I mean, as a producer, a classic, I mean, it should be as a rapper too. Like, a classic, like, I mean, Danger is going to be played at any party I'm going to at my age, or I'm going to request it, or if I'm DJing it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play it. Like, I mean, that's a classic. I mean, that right there is like, not too many people can say they got a classic.
And I think, didn't No ID produce the record where Common dissed Cube?
Yeah. And also,
that's the classic battle record.
I mean, he did 444, right?
I know he did DOA, Death of Auto Tune. He did that record.
He did one whole album for Jay-Z, so I mean, yeah, he get props for that. Yeah, solid choice.
22nd pick goes to Trilla Noise Tracks. Who you got for me?
DJ Muggs.
Oh man,
come on, dog. You say, who y'all fucking with, man? DJ Muggs. I mean, and like I said before, keep in mind, if I was just an MC and I was to pick producers to do my album, all these are the ones that make it like well rounded. I mean, come on, DJ Muggs from the West Coast. I mean, come on, dog. Cypress Hill first album, second album, third album, fourth album, or whatever. I mean, DJ Muggs.
House of Pain too, right?
Yeah, House of Pain too, yeah. DJ Muggs. I mean, come on, man. Like, I mean, that right there, especially, I mean, what makes that more special is being from the West Coast, which, I mean, we all know that everything was influenced by the East Coast, you know, back in them days. But at the same time, to pull that off to where nobody, you know what I mean? I mean, you remember House of Pain's first, the group that he was in.
Which one? Soul Assassins?
No. Damn.
Costa Nostra?
No, man. The main group he was in.
He was originally part of the Syndicate with Ice-T, right?
I mean, yeah, that too, but I'm talking about the one with B-Real.
Cypress Hill.
Yeah, Cypress Hill, man. Hey, my mind is gone. But anyway, you remember Cypress Hill did their first video in New York, and everybody thought Cypress Hill was from New York.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, from the production.
Was popping over on the East Coast.
Exactly. I mean, they blew up on the East Coast. Like, I mean, like DJ Muggs. I mean, all these cats from the West Coast. I mean, just imagine how hard that was back then. Like, I mean, you know, back then we didn't accept no West Coast stuff. But, you know, when Cypress Hill came around, like, you know what I'm saying? They shot their first video in New York. So we just automatically assumed it was East Coast. So, I mean, but yeah, but DJ Muggs. That's my pick. Yeah.
All right. So 23rd pick in the top 25 boom bap producer draft goes to Mr. J. Who you got for me?
I'm trying to remember another name.
And Chris Potterfield said DJ Muggs is originally from Queens, New York.
But I think I will go with Black Milk.
Man, he was on my list.
Of course, you know, he from Slum Village. You know, works with the Cannabis, Scaramanche, RZA.
All right, so we got two more picks. We Trill just texted me. I guess he got the. We got to kind of speed this up a little bit. He said his shit about to die. So we got two more picks. Let me get into this. My pick.
I'm gonna go say it out loud.
Yo, this is the real podcast, man. We don't sugarcoat shit. All right, so I'm going with Lord Finesse. I'm going with Lord Finesse.
Man, dog.
I'm going with Lord Finesse. I don't think I got to say.
I'm going to go ahead and scratch that out.
Another DITC cat.
I was saving that. I was saving that one.
His album, the original album, birthed the DITC movement. You know, yeah, man, Lord Finesse, man, 24th pick.
Definitely. And Sound of the Police by KRS-One, he did that. And that's one of my favorite tracks. Yeah, Lord Finesse did that one. Yep, one of my all-time favorite tracks, man. Sound of the Police.
I'm not going to let me tag Lord Finesse? Guess not.
It hits hard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so last pick of the draft, that goes to the person who had the first pick, which was you, Trill. Who you got for me?
You know, I wasn't finna go for this lesser-known producer, you know, from a little small town down in North Carolina, you know. But so I had to leave myself out of this. But I'm going to go with Knots.
Knots. Okay. Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Knots. A lot of people. There was a lot of – I think he's on my list, and a lot of people – we were talking about the other day, a lot of people were talking about Knots.
Knots.
NOTZ, right?
Yeah, NOTTZ, Knots. I mean, you know, he be posting a lot of funny videos now on Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that. But yeah, Knots, man. I mean, Extinction Level event, man. Come on, dog. Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think he's from VA, right?
Yeah, he's from VA.
I think so.
He's from VA. Yeah, man. Knots, man. I mean, I'm trying to tell you, dog. That right there, like to me, I think he was the last of the boom bap era, like the. To me, like the real boom bap era of producers, you know, that album right there, like, man, Knots, man, Knots is dope. Like, dope, dope. Yep. And like I said, you know,
that's the top 25 right there. At least, I mean, to be honest with you, there's probably some people that probably we could have picked on this list that probably should have went higher. I'm not going to lie.
I mean,
this is the list though as it goes. I mean, we've got Premier 1, Showbiz 2, Havoc 3, Marley Marr 4, Pete Rock 5, Alchemist 6, Easy Mo B 7, J Dilla 8, Diamond D 9. Happy birthday to you, Diamond D. Rick Rubin 10. That's the top 10 right there. Static Selector 11, RZA 12, Eric Sermon 13, 14, Derringer 15, High Tech 16, Q Tip 17, Jake 1. 18 Nick Wiz, 19 Large Professor, 20 Mr. Green, 21 No ID. Then we got, what is it? I can't see the rest of this. Hold up. We got what? 21 No ID, 22 DJ Muggs, 23 Black Milk, 24 Lord Finesse, and 25 Knots. I mean, if you got those guys, you got the selection of all those guys to produce your shit, you should be good to go, yo.
You going diamond.
Honorable mention, Ninth Wonder.
And that's the thing. I wanted to pick Ninth. I almost feel like it's blasphemy for me that we didn't pick Ninth.
Nope. I don't think it's blasphemy.
But we can't be biased, right? We can't be biased, right? Just because he's
No, I'm not hating on him, trust me at all. But what I'm saying is, like, you know what I'm saying? As far as me, I think I'm the oldest one on here, so.
You are?
I mean, yeah. See? There you go, bro.
I'm turning 45 I never said
you was the whitest one on here, but you know, yeah, I'm the oldest one on here.
I am.
You know, but anyway, you know what I mean?
I'm actually cracker coated, but that's another conversation.
But my thing is, you know what I mean, that right there shows that, you know what I'm saying, we need to do a part two. And what I want to say is that ain't none of these in no particular order. I mean, to me, the only ones I had in a particular order were Primo and Marley Marl. But everything else after that was just, you know what I mean? Like, it's a draft. So, I mean, just like the NBA or the NFL, I mean, I'm going to try to pick the, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pick this person before you. And then later on, like, you ever watch a draft? Like, oh, such and such got drafted by the such and such. Then the next day, they on a whole other team. So, you know, like, I mean, this is a draft. Like, in no way, shape, or form is this like, me putting that person at the bottom or this person at the top or the middle and stuff like that. So with that being said, that means we need to do a part two to this.
So you know what, 25, we, like, 20, like 25, I mean, to 50?
I mean, yeah, we need to do a part two to this. And then, you know what I'm saying, we can go into the top 25 trap producers because, you know.
Yeah, we're going to do all that.
I mean, because you brought
up. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
groups. So, we could do duos. We could do trios.
Yeah,
but we might, if we're gonna have just three of us, we might need to short it up, like maybe 20, top 20.
I mean, yeah, it could be less than that, though. Really, though, so we can talk more between it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Well, we expected one more guest tonight, but he didn't show up. I'm not gonna say no names, but.
Nah, so, go ahead. You don't say, you shouted out my text. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
Mr. Jones, I'm disappointed in you, man. You didn't show up for the top 25 Boom Bap producer draft when you told me you would, man. I'm sorry. I'm disappointed in you. I got to call you out right now.
This guy.
You know, one of the original members of Alpha Vietnam, you told me he was coming on, and you stood me up like a one of those dicks would if I was to meet him for a date.
Anyways,
anything y'all want to talk shout out before we go, though?
Nothing. Shout out to me, shout out to us, shout out to Lila Vietnam, and shout out to my son, shout out to my daughter. You know what I'm saying? They both doing time, you know what I mean? Other than that, you know what I mean? Hey, let's get it. My list was better, though.
Your list was better.
Yeah, we'll argue about that later. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody on the pod. You know what I'm saying? Of course, on the ground experience, we're still going strong. Still getting ready to try to wrap this up. Shout out to BTS. I'm working on a track with them. I'll be starting to work on tracks with different folks. You know, trying to finish up these last interviews. Hopefully lining up some other shows and things like that. You know, got some more interviews coming up. Shout out to GSLSOP. I'll be on their podcast. Hopefully scheduled Monday around between 7 and 8. So everybody check that out. I'll be starting to put up some flyers and things like that. So let everybody know what's going on.
That's what's up. And shouts out everybody tuning in. We had some people tuning in on the Indie Castle Twitter. So and the Paul Masson Twitter. So we're going to start running these Twitters a lot more. Fortunately, Twitter doesn't let the comments, you know, come in and whatnot. So, but yeah, that's it. Anything else I want to say before we go?
Nah, man. Peace. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Shout out to Frank 48 Rock. Tune in last minute, 910, man. Appreciate you, man. Fayetteville State University, that's what's up.
FSU.
Tell your friends. Tell them to check out the pod.
The Merc.
Appreciate you. And you know what? Before we go, though, hold up. Christopher Porterfield, good show, fellas. Thank you, Chris, for tuning in pretty much the whole show and commenting the whole show, man. Hope you enjoyed.
Word. Peace.
Peace.
Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.